Tupac Shakur is a very influential person in the 20th century USA. He was born on June 16, 1971, in Brooklyn, New York, and died on September 13, 1996, in Las Vegas, Nevada. But his family moved around a lot while he was a kid. He eventually ended up in the Bay Area, California alone and spent his first 2 years there homeless. He grew up with only his mom and loved her very much. He wrote a song called Dear Mama, and his mom thanked her for how he tried her best at raising him. His public career started when he joined the Seminole Bay Area Rap Ensemble. He started as a tour dancer, but then went rapping live. From there, he released a couple of albums and then was offered to be in some movies. He became friends with a couple of popular rap artists like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. He made some songs and music videos with them that made him big on the Billboard charts. He really liked to help his popularity. He released a double CD with the songs on it, and a lot of his own songs sold millions of copies. More people were influenced by his CDs. People listened to the music and did what he said he did. So Tupac was influencing all of these people. Tupac is rich and famous now. He was showing off his own style and didn't need popular friends. This is the time that many people saw the real Tupac and loved him. He is now very influential to fans. They wanted to be just like him. They stared in more movies and could be... Oh my god. He starred in more movies and could really be who he wanted to be. He did a lot of interviews that showed us his beliefs. He said self-esteem and self-respect was very important. And said, I feel as though I am shining prince just like Malcolm. And feel that all of us shining princes, and if we like shining princes, then whatever we want can be ours. Anything. And when he says all of us, he means all men. He also said he doesn't care if someone is white or black, and no one can be judged by their skin. So just because black doesn't mean it's cool, and just because it's white doesn't mean it's evil. If he judged men, he judged them by what they do and how they treat others. Tupac wasn't racist against anybody, and he showed that. I've even seen him treat everyone equal that I see him with on TV or on movies. This is an influence because since people want to be like him, they follow his beliefs. And since Tupac believes in non-racism, then people believe in that too. He said his music is spiritual, like a gospel, but with a different idea in mind. And that his music was not meant to be danced, but to be listened to. His music was for the strong-willed. He shows hard life is hard with his music, which celebrities violently defines a society viewed as largely racist and lethal. I think Tupac influenced most of the people that listened to his music. People would start to dress like him and talk like him, and if they see my music videos, sing his new songs. One of the reasons he was so influential is because he showed his real self to the world through the interviews, music videos, movies, his music, and his poetry. He showed his views on the world unlike no other rap artist. Another reason he is because people liked his views in his non-racial ways. People liked the way that he sung about real subjects, not like the others who sing about nothing much. And then get all the money that they can. Also, his unique style of mixing new sounds for beat really separated his music from others. He didn't use traditional beats that people get tired of. He added twisters, rap, and hip-hop and music all together, and brought together a lot of people like that.